Yes, people, what's going on? It is episode 358. 358 of Griff's Brain Dump, and it's me, Griff, obviously. How are you doing? Are you well? How am I doing? Okay, in general. I'm 98% okay. 2% not okay. Why? I may have mentioned this on the pod before. I have a rare nerve condition called HNPP, hereditary... hereditary neuropathy with pressure palsy, which basically means that I have nerves that shut off, and I've had an episode in my left shoulder, which I managed to isolate to be my shoulder. The worst episode I ever had was in my left arm, where my left bicep, well, the nerve that goes through my left bicep and into my little finger and ring finger, went completely numb, stopped working. My bicep just deteriorated over the course of like 4 to 6 months because I just couldn't use my arm at all. Yeah, between August and December of that year. Got feeling back in December in my arm, but I could slowly build my arm back up again. And that was strange. Even now, there's a bit of weirdness that when I do stuff with my left arm, it's like the bicep doesn't fully engage. There's like, I can feel a strain in like the tendons underneath my bicep, but not the actual bicep itself. But I can tense my bicep, meaning it does engage. Whereas my shoulder now, oh my goodness. Such a pain in the ass. So bicep works, tricep works, forearm works, wrist, hands work, everything works. But this nerve in my shoulder, which was my thumb going numb at first, but now my thumb seems to be okay. It's just my shoulder. What I can't do, and it's really basic, is basically suspend my arm fully extended. So if I put my arm fully extended, I can't just hold my hand out. Well, I can to the front of me, to the side of me, I can do that. But the muscle, whatever muscle in your shoulder that's meant to control that, is not working. So every other muscle around it is having to overcompensate. And boy, does my neck hurt. My neck and my shoulder blade is killing because they're having to do mad things to try to keep my arm suspended. So driving my car is fine. Trying to touch the screen to adjust something on the sat nav for the temperature. Oh my goodness. Just having to suspend my arm in front of it. It's like I have to lock all the other muscles around to do it. And it's just like... ugh. And part of me is wondering, do I actually have to do that? Has it recovered and it's just muscle memory that's forcing me to do it? I don't know, but it's a pain in the ass. It's such a minor injury and such a major annoyance. It's very difficult to do. Difficult to operate. But I'm okay. On balance, I'm okay. Just being depressed and taken out of my family that I haven't been able to play football. I could have gone football yesterday, but I didn't want to. Just in case I needed my arm. In case I fell over, wanted to put my arm out, couldn't do it in time. I was like, fuck this. End up with a broken arm. So I was like, no, we won't do that. We won't do that. We shan't do that. So, so that's what's going on in my life. Comedy. Feel like I gigged. But I don't think I did. Definitely haven't gigged since I last spoke to you guys. Lies! I gigged in Hartford. Gigged in Hartford, which is a relatively local gig. And what else have I done? That's it. That's it, gig-wise. Do anything else? No. Nothing. What have I got to look forward to this week? Gig-wise, I'm going back to Hogwarts to host the gig there. Hogwarts. There's a school that's like 10 grand a month to send your kids there. I love going to these schools because my kids will never go to these schools. I can't afford them currently. And nor do I have anything in the pipeline that suggests I will be able to afford it in the near future. But, shout out to these kids, but no, these kids are just their parents are just mad rich. This isn't one of those ones where you can even claim we're not that well off, you know. It's just we've made some sacrifices and we're sending our kids to private school. There's a level of private school that's like that. And those are like $4,000-$5,000 a term. So I'm drinking on the pod. And you get a feeling that those are only children as well. You know? But when you're sending three or four kids for a $10,000 a term school, golly. You get to university, like, I'll pay for you. Saving. It's crazy. Sorry, I'm drinking on the pod. It's terrible. But they have a rowing team and everything. They have a flipping rowing team. Can't wait to go there. So, yeah, got that. And then, am I gigging this weekend? Oh, yeah, I'm in Enfield. Enfield this weekend. So, I got that as well. Need to repost that around. I've been very shit on the promo there. Need to repost that around. I'm always asked to repost these things. I guess it helps the algorithm, I suppose. But I'm no Paul. No, I'm no Paul. Like, you want me to repost? I'd get it if I had like 200,000 followers. Yeah, I'll repost away. But you don't need me reposting, mate. I will not shift two tickets for you. Don't you worry about me. Right, but other than that, what's been going on this week? I watched. What did I watch? Watched American Fiction. Finally watched that. That's good. Enjoyed that. Is there anything else? I feel like I watched another film or something. Not that I can remember. Obviously not that standout. Watched some comedy specials. That's been good. Now I've finished mine, I've been able just to watch other people's specials and not get in my head. Shout out to ESN guys as well, bigging up my show. Appreciate that. And you mentioned Andrew Schultz show. I'm not sure if you heard it through me saying it or you know separately from listening to like Brilliant Idiots. But yeah, we covered the same topic. So I almost got into my head about that. And then I thought, do you know what? I care about people knowing about the topic rather than people hearing me talk about the topic. And either way, we're just not in the same league. We're running different races, so it's totally fine. And that's why when you do comedy, you either got to be so nuanced about something and so new with your opinion, or you just be so personal and truthful about it, where it's just like, I'm just telling my story. That's where he went with my show. So I'm now, whereas before I was intimidated by hearing he's doing the same thing. Talking about his struggle through fertility and becoming a dad. So actually, I can't wait to hear his story and see the parallels. You know, if I was really good at marketing, if I went on the 50 Cent vibe, I'd somehow be able to leverage it that I use his popularity to boost my show. I'm not sure. Hopefully there's a joke in there that crosses over and everyone accuses me of stealing it and then they keep on showing it. Maybe that's what, yeah, maybe some of his crazy fans will pick up on that. Yeah, that's what, accuse me of stealing. And then, yeah, that'll whip up a storm. Let's do that. That's it, Tottenham gone back to being shit again. You got that. And, yeah, I think that's it. I think that's everything that's happened in my life. Didn't win the best show at Leicester. Someone else did. I haven't seen the show, so I can't say whether it was deserved or not. But I'm sure it was. I'm trying to think what else has gone on in my life. Can't think what else, man. I feel like I'm missing something glaring, something huge, but I can't think of it. Anyway, do what, I haven't got much to talk about. I spoke about Auntie Diane. Jesus, so I'm scrolling through pictures and this woman is a butters, my word. That's got to be AI. No, that, god damn. God damn. Jeez. Let me just write bookmark. I'll deal with that when I get back. Right, let's see. So let's just get onto the flipping Dear Deirdre, innit? Because I don't know anything else that's going on in the world. Yeah, the Kate Middleton stuff, that's fun. Oh, what's trending? President Barack Obama is trending. King's Cross is trending. Yeah, Obama's down at number 10. Shadow President. Barack, okay, that's what they're saying. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so that's what they're saying. That's the approach they're going for. King's Cross. What's going on at King's Cross? It's closed due to overcrowding. Because King's Cross. Okay, King's Cross is closed. That's what's that. Yeah, nothing's happening, is there? Nothing is happening. Henri's trending. Thierry, McDonald's. I'm trying to find something that's... I think just fuck it. I'm just getting to Dear Deirdre. That's what you guys came for anyway, you bastards. Right, Dear Deirdre. I'm about to melt in my car. It's like the good old days. I'm sat in the car and I am flipping hot. Hot, god damn it. Right, I seduced my ex's brother to see who was better between the sheets. Okay, Dear Deirdre, I missed sex with my ex, so I slept with his little brother, hoping he'd be just as good in bed. I'm going to guess he was worse, and you now feel guilty. That's it. We split up because I'd had enough of hearing he wanted us... What? We split up because I'd had enough of hearing he wanted us to settle down. And I wasn't ready for that. What kind of speng is this woman? Now this woman's just, she's full spawn of Hades. So your man loved you so much he wanted to settle down. Stereotypically, men don't want to settle down. And you went, nah, I don't want to settle down and I'm going to fuck your little brother. Every part of you hates this man. There's not one part of you that loves this man. This is an absolute villain origin story that's coming from this man now. This man is under the age of 25. That you've created one of the worst villains that's ever going to hit the dating scene. This guy is going to be red-pilled to the eyeballs. He's going to be crazy. He's going to... If he can focus his evil energy that you've now harnessed in him, he's going to run through every woman he can see. It's going to be horrible. The trail of devastation that he's going to leave behind is... You created this. He can accept no personal responsibility. If he's over 25, he's going to be heartbroken and mistrust women a bit and be a bit jaded. But under 25, villain. You've created a villain. Let's see. He's 31. You're safe. You're safe. Ladies, you're safe. You're safe. He's 31. So you won't create a complete villain. Okay, let's see. He's 31 and we were together for 2 years, but I still regard myself as young at 25. I don't want to be married until I'm at least 30, and having babies definitely isn't on my radar. Yeah, my man's... You're in different stages of your life. I'm glad you split up. And you could have just left it at that. But instead, you've put a massive rocket between the family because... Here goes. He was my first true love and things were good at first. But all he talked about were his investments and his plans for us to buy a house. Yeah, he's so weird. All my friends were going out having fun while I'd stay with my boyfriend and he'd talk about mortgages and selling my cars so that I could put more money in the pot. Yeah, he's just trying to secure your future, but what a prick. It was causing arguments, so I ended our relationship. He was heartbroken, but I suddenly felt free. You didn't want to be in this. I went clubbing with friends and loved being chatted up. Okay. I started drinking more and getting off with any man who paid me attention. I have slept, have since slept with 11 men in 2 months. God damn. Just find one and just bang him. You know? 11. I ain't judging you. Do what you want. But 11. God damn. Damn. In 2 months. Damn. Here's the thing, if you just smash one guy, you realise actually that guy was a good bloke who's left me, who I've left. You can talk it up, but I've got one person in between. He can be like, oh, you were single, technically, I hate it. Do you still talk to this guy? Where does he live? Do you even know his name? Alright, fine, I'll go over it. 11! Goddamn, football team. I was out last week and bumped into my ex's younger brother. He's 25. You're 25 as well. I always liked him. My parents were away for the weekend, so I invited him to come back to mine. This guy, this 25-year-old, did not rate yours and his brother's relationship at all. Yeah. Like, yeah, you weren't really in the family like that. You can't have been. I mean, people are rascals, but I just couldn't imagine. Anyone who I've been introduced to through my brothers. And now they want a Pam. No, it can't happen. It's just... you know what I mean? I'll tell my brother. Now, I'm confused I'm about it all, but yeah, that's what happened, man. I mean, do what you want from with that information, but there, that's it. Right. Boy, crazy. Anyway, I seduced him because I wanted to see which brother was better between the sheets. His younger brother was an amazing lover with coaxing from me. Okay. And although I enjoyed myself, I've been wondering why I haven't heard from him since. Pretty sure because you're his brother's ex and he's like, where the fuck is this going? I was hammered. And I was seduced. And I'm not saying no to some free porn. Nah, nah, nah. That's what it is. That's what happened there. So I'm not sure why he's behaving this way. I love sex. I'm feeling desired, but no, I'm going to get a reputation for continue sleeping around. Yes, that you will. Do what you banging the brother, that probably won't be one of the rumours that will go around. He will keep that secret, take that to the grave. So don't you worry about that. If you just stay away from him, that can stay wrapped up. But if you open your mouth, you open mouth and you mess this up, boy, a whole pile of bricks gonna fall on your head, love. You don't want this. You don't want it. Right. God damn, it's hot. It's hot in here. It's hot in here. I've got a bloody woolly jumper on as well. God damn. Colleague relations. Should I feel guilty for my flirty work lunch? Right, here's the parameters I'm giving. If you're just in the canteen, in the staff room, and you're having lunch, and you're being a bit flirty with someone else there, and, you know, everyone else is there, fine. Not an issue. I mean, it's not an issue, but, you know, it's how some people talk and interact. They're a bit flirty. I'm not flirty. Because I'm bad at it. Or I'm too good at it, whichever way you want to see it. You know what I mean? Some people just flirty and playful all the time. Yeah? I can't do that. If I'm flirty, shit's accelerating. I tend to have to go the obscene route. I'm going obscene. I'm going crazy with what I'm saying. I'm saying something dumb. But if I start getting a bit complimentary and stuff, I'm too good at it. Like, where are we going with this? I don't want to go anywhere with this, so I ain't doing it. I'm just saying how it is. I didn't make the rules. I'm just good at flirting. So, I avoid it. Right, so, like I'm saying, if you're within the company premises and that's how it's gone, that's how it's gone. But if you snuck off to some, you know, little bar, little pub that no one else knows, no one else sees, it's not looking good in the daylight, my friend. Did you lie to other people in the office about where you went for lunch as well? That's another one. That's another one that makes it a bit, you know, a bit more ropey. Anyway, let's see. Colleague relations. Should I feel guilty for my flirty work lunch? A work lunch with a gorgeous colleague was amazing, but now I'm worried that I was borderline cheating. I even had butterflies in my stomach as we walked to the pub, even though nothing happened. After all, I'm a married man. I love my wife so much. She's 33, I'm 35. We're expecting our third child in May. My colleague is a lovely woman of 28. My big old tillies. No, I added that bit. That was me, guys. That's not in his dilemma. The thing is, she is single. I know if I were to, I'd be trying to date her. We have the same interests, and she's recently moved over to my department because she wants to learn about my kind of work. Okay. I have given her my time, and she wanted to go to lunch as a thank you. Ooh, okay, starts it. Her treat is starting. It was lovely to chat with her in a more relaxed setting, and I know she was flirting with me as I was with her. God damn. We've been professional, and I'd never cheat on my wife. No. Let's change that. You have not cheated on your wife. You can't say you'd never cheat on your wife. You can believe you won't, but if you're doing stuff like this, this is the slippery slope, my friend. Like I said, it's not the cheating, it's the situation, opportunity to cheat. I think we're all capable of cheating. All capable of it. And it's about knowing your threshold. And I do believe that some people have ridiculously high thresholds. That it's virtually impossible. I believe that. I believe that. So I said all people are capable of it. I think they are capable. If someone wants to bring up allegations against your partner, there's got to be a little part of you that goes, well, let me just check if that's true. But there's some people who are like, I assume it's not true, but I'm just going to check it's not true. Whereas some people, as soon as the allegation comes up, it's like, he fucking did it. I will need amount of evidence to prove he did not do it. Yeah? That's what I'm saying. And my thing is about knowing you, knowing your partner, know the levels and stuff, right? Like I said, I know, personally, candidly, it's within me to do that. Past relationships has happened. Therefore, as I've grown and matured as a man, I simply just avoid situations. And now it's become so ingrained in me to avoid situations that I have no appetite to even be near certain situations. You see what I mean? So now I was thinking, oh, it's a work party. Cool, it's a work party. How you get to work party? I'm rolling with the guys from my department. If I was to really go deep into my psyche of why, it's because I want to be with the guys, and these are the guys I get on with, and it's like it avoids me hanging out with a girl. And when I'm there at the party, I want to talk to the guys. And I'm talking to the girls, I'm talking to a group of guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of thing. And, oh, well, it's time to get cabs home and stuff. It's like, okay. Right, cool. Have the girls all got their cabs home? Cool. You can jump in our cab if you want. She lives just around the corner from you. Nah, you're all right. Actually, do what? It would be convenient. I'll sit in the front. You can sit in the back. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. And even then, it's like, I'm not sure if I'm going to get in the cab with you, though. You know what I mean? So, them ones. Whereas, me from, how old am I? 36? So, 15 years ago. Is now I'm in the lead up to the work party. I'm sending you emails. I'm chatting to you in the kitchen. I'm flirting with you. I'm building up a vibe. You know what I mean? We're building up a vibe. I'm finding out if it's where you staying after the party. Yeah, I might stay here. Yeah, it's a bit long getting back to where we live. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're doing all that shit. Putting the feeders out. But then you're telling everyone, it's just a party. I'm just here to drink. I'm just here for the party. You're the party, that's it. I'm here just to hang out with my workmates. And in your head, deep down, just like, if that opportunity comes, I'm putting the ball in the back of the net. That's what I mean, it's that. So you, my friend, here on this meal with this, on this lunch his work colleague, yes, in a sense, he said thank you, but you could have said no need. There's no need. And she said, no, I insist. I go, if you really insist, what I actually want is this thing. That's that for the same price as a lunch. If you can get me that, if you buy me lunch and bring it to my desk, that'd be great. Thank you. And let's call it quits there. You know what I mean? You've nipped it in the bud. You haven't embarrassed her. She's, you know what I mean? It's not one of those ones. Not going to have a HR issue. You know? Because women's egos are mad. They can't deal with rejection. In any form of it either. Oh no. Hell hath no fury like woman rejected. So there. Yeah. So you've managed it nicely. You would have done, I mean, but now you've gone on this lunch, the can of worms. Not been fully opened, but been cracked. Been cracked a little bit. Been cracked a little bit, my friend. And be interested to see how you're going to put this lid back on. But anyway, let's go. Let's carry on reading. We've been professional and I'd never cheat my wife, but our sex life is great at the moment because of the pregnancy complications. I can't get this colleague out of my head. Yep. So listen. I'm saying, man, just don't stoke the flames. The fact that you even tied your sex life with your wife and how bad it's been into this dilemma means it's all linked to your head. You just need enough drink because the feeling's there. You just need enough drink and a clean enough opportunity. And you're in, my friend. You are smashing away. So I tell you this, my advice is to, unless you really want to smash this lady, take a step back. Take a step back. Be friendly, but just put obstacles in your way. You need them. It seems like you need them. Right. Last one, because I am melting. I'm actually melting. Might have to just open this flipping door quickly, just get some air. Hoi. Oh my god. Oh my god. It is so hot. It is so hot. It's so hot. It's so hot. Ah. Alright. Ah god. Maybe I should wind the window down. Maybe I can do that. Maybe just not engine fully on. Just are you not letting me put the electrics on like that? Are you, man? Come on. Oh, that doesn't work. Oh, you're a bastard. Nah, I don't need it all fully on like this. There we go. Right, little bit of air coming in. Right, last one before I melt. What? I'm worried my wife's lover is using her for sex. What kind of damn statement is this? Dear John, I'm worried my wife's lover is using her for sex. My wife's lover just uses her. And instead of being angry about her affair, I can't help but worry about her. Jesus, man. Dude, that is love. I've never heard anything like this before. This is a different kind of love. Dear, my wife's lover just used her. Yeah, sorry. So we've been married for 12 years. Things were fine between us until I fell from some scaffolding at work 6 years ago. Oh, and now your dick don't work. I broke my back and had to learn to walk again. When you've been an active man who played football with his kids, it wasn't easy to accept. Now, I hear that, man. I got depressed and had anxiety. I wasn't easy to live with. I felt permanently frustrated and still have panic attacks due to PTSD. Jesus, okay. Our sex life stopped immediately and my wife really missed it. She always looked after herself and now works on reception in a gym. Ah, man. Just bare roided out cack. Just walking past her. She fell for one of the guys who works out there. She's 38 and I'm 40. I knew things weren't great. And then she confessed to having feelings for this guy. Now she's asked for a divorce. He's 36, has 3 kids. And as far as everyone is concerned, he's apparently happily married. But my wife is convinced he's all set to leave his wife and rent a place with her. She meets this guy after work and it hurts me to think about what they get up to. Yeah, damn. He's using her. But I know if I try to make her see sense, she'll just think that I'm being jealous. I know she doesn't want to make things right with me. Things have gone too far for that. I still love her, though, and don't want her to get hurt. Should I tell this other man's wife about their affair? Yes, scatter the ting. Scat acceleration plan. That's what you do, my friend. Yes, that's exactly what you do. Don't listen to online. People call you a Mitch. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do. Let's find out. Let's find out how much he really likes you. I'm telling his wife. You don't tell your wife, you're telling his wife, though. You just tell his wife. But risk being is this wife might be a crazy scatty bitch who only blames women. And she might try and stab up your wife. And while you're there trying to protect your wife, you end up getting her murdered. And I'm not sure how you're going to look after your kids on your own wheels. Sorry. God damn, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I shouldn't have called you wheels. I'm sorry. Oh, God. All right. So do one last one. Right, one last one. No, actually, I can't. I'm too hot. I'm just going to pass out. All right, guys, that's the end of the pod. Yeah, I haven't got anything to promote, nothing to plug. I've been a guest on 2 podcasts, and when they come out, I'll post those around. Our Dad's Died podcast and Bon Motif podcast, I think it's called. Can't remember what it's, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, I'll post them about when they get shared. But anyway, that's the end of the pod. Check out Late Nights and Wet Wipes as well. And see you in a bit. Peace.